we can get. She is the president and CEO of a great organization. Of course, all of you know that, the Chicago Urban League. And she is Sherry Runner. How are you, Madam President?
I'm wonderful, Cliff. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. You had a big meeting.
Yeah, we had a very, very big meeting this morning.
Yes, with some great folks there and some of our wonderful and high-ranking public officials. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the 8th annual jobs hearing for youth, where our youth can speak to our legislators. And this year we had our federal, we had Senator Dick Durbin, as well as Jan Schakowsky, all the way to our local. So aldermen, we had the deputy mayor, we had some of our representatives from the state, LaShawn Ford. So quite a few people here to listen to our youth express their frustration with the fact that joblessness in our inner cities continues to be at 80 to 90%, and so we always are shaking our heads and wringing our hands about what's going on. Why is everybody engaged in this underground economy that exists in those neighborhoods? It's because the other economies that used to be there are no longer there, and there's no jobs for our youth.
So how did the people respond? The invitee first. Let me thank you again for doing this. You know, the one thing that the General Assembly did that was correct, my old saying, Sherry, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. But starting the first of the year, which you probably know, they're supposed to, you're supposed to take civics now before you get out of high school. So
that's right.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, because
that's important, right?
It certainly is. And we totally lost that. So. In fact, I work with some of the legislators, and I'm glad that it passed. I used to think they don't want people to know, you know.
Right. That's very possible.
Yeah.
given the recent events, it's very possible they don't want people to know what voting means and how important it is.
I second the motion. You're absolutely right. So anyway, what were the major points that the Congress lady and the senator were making, and what were the children, or the students, I should say, the young people asking?
Well, I want to reiterate that this is the 8th year we've done this report, and
right,
it's produced with us between most notably the Alternative Schools Network and the University of Illinois in Chicago's Great Cities Institute. And I think most frustrating for me is that year after year we continue to present these facts about the level that our youth are facing. And one of the things that, you know, the kids keep saying is, if I had a job, I wouldn't have to be engaged in gang activity. If I had a job, I could help support my family. If I had a job, I would be learning skills for the future. If someone would just invest in me and teach me what I need to know to head that way. And generationally, this is not happening. So what I think, that was what was really made clear. But as we, the most important point to me is, how do we make sure that this is not just another hearing, that there has to be some action, that there has to be some commitment on the part of our legislators to make sure that they do something about this now, refund those job programs for the summer, but also for the disconnected youth who are out of school and out of work, make sure that there are employment opportunities across the board, so that those youth can be working year-round.
Well, one of the things, Sherry, that gets me is the fact that we've got, for instance, we have these people on, they are fighting, the folks who are trying to get things back again for Dunbar, and they're getting no support.
Right, and it's really important to know that all of the groups that are engaged in this are doing this work, but we need to be able to do it at scale. And I know that we've got a number of our legislators. President Preckwinkle was here as well,
mm-hmm.
and she can attest to the fact that as her background being a teacher, she knows how this kind of meaningful work, this kind of engagement with kids makes them produce, that they become productive. And if we have decided as a city or as a nation even that this is not important to us, that's a certain kind of racism and that's a certain kind of separation that puts us in a very bad place.
I can recall when there wasn't a situation as to did you, for instance, a summer job, Sherry, not if you could get one, where do you want to work? We used to have all of these things. I remember somebody was talking about the other day, you know, all the black-owned businesses we had.
Right.
You know, and we continue to see them going away. We just had a bank close. I mean, you know, we still seem to be going backward. What is closing 50 schools? A lot of people talk about that. We're not going the right way. So what were these folks saying? What's going to save us?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, and I've said this often to you, it's important that, you know, every single business in the city of Chicago is a citizen of the city of Chicago. And it's in their best interest to invest by hiring our youth. From, you know, one of the points that the report makes is the fact that many of the businesses have, or the investment in business development has occurred downtown, the South Loop, the West Loop, and moved out of these areas where we know the worst unemployment is, places like Englewood, Austin, West Englewood, Greater Grand Crossing. Those places have been disinvested in to the point where there's nothing there for those young men and women to do. Like you say, they used to be able to go find a job, but there's nothing there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get from those places to the Loop is not one of the easiest things either. And then once they get there, being looked at as someone who is not worthy of having a job or doesn't have the skills. So we're asking for our corporate community to invest in these people. They may not have those skills walking in the door, but they can learn. And doing that and exposes them to careers they may not know could happen. And it also gives them an opportunity to see something different about the world.
I can remember, and that makes so much sense, Sherry. I can remember, of course, when there were grocery stores and, you know, black-owned stores. I remember Joe Louis Milk Company used to hire a whole bunch of folks, you know, for the summer, or they wanted to, you know. But those places, Robert's Hotel. I mean, it was huge.
Right.
They had more people working there because it was a lot more than a hotel. You know what I mean? Now there's nothing there but a. Well, I won't get into it, but, you know, it isn't doing anything for us, I can tell you that. You know what I mean? It's a train yard. It's a train yard. Well, there were so many businesses where people got training. They went from there and so forth. And the one thing that I scream about, too, and I've done this before, if you are a black organization and you're going to have some kind of event at a downtown hotel, you can tell those people, I want some black waiters.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them.
You absolutely can.
Right, and they'll come up with, black waiters put so many of their families through college and so forth. I mean, that used to be a big thing. Now you got all, I was honored at I got an honor from a black real estate company. It wasn't done downtown, it was done in one of the burbs. And Sherry, I tell you, I said, listen, I hope next time you have somebody, when I was speaking, that looks like us, because the way those people are throwing that food at you, I don't know what they were doing to it in the kitchen. and the lady who put it together did not appreciate my comment. You know, I said, listen, she told me this person to person, and I won't tell you what I told her because the FCC wouldn't like it.
Right.
But I'm telling the truth. I saw these guys. You know what they were. They weren't us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're just throwing the food at people. So, it's sick. We'll be back. We are so pleased to have her. She does such a great job. Sherry Runner, who is the president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League. A youth hearing today at Chicago Urban League connects violence and crisis of youth employment. And not only was it a great morning, but some great people were there, too, including a U.S. senator. And Congresswoman, Cook County Board President, and a number of other folks. And hopefully, you know, this is going to amount to something in a moment. We certainly hope so. We'll be back in a moment with the President, Sherry Runner.
Cliff Kelly on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer building your dream home or looking to refinance, let the mortgage experts from Midland States Bank tailor a home loan to fit your specific needs and ask about our Believable Banking Home Mortgage, an exciting new affordable home loan available in select communities. We know you're more than a credit score. Talk to us today. Call Midland at 855-696-4352. That's 855-696-4352. Or visit MidlandSB.com. Midland States Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loans are subject to credit approval and eligibility requirements. NMLS number 411141. This time, a temperature check was brought to you by Energy Smart, a NICOR gas program. Your path to energy efficiency. Save energy in your home, business, and community with Energy Smart, a NICOR gas program. Start at NICORGasRebates.com.
This traffic report is brought to you by JW Plastic Surgery. Ever wanted to get plastic surgery but didn't think you can afford it or were turned down for financing? Go to JWPlasticSurgery.com and apply for the guaranteed financing program. Even get your approval before coming in for a consult. JWPlasticSurgery.com.
WVON, traffic and weather, now.
Metro Heritage Corridor train number 915 scheduled to arrive Joliet at 3:50 is stopped due to signaling problems. CTA Howard-bound Red Line trains are operating with delays after a sick customer at 35th. Meanwhile, traveling on the Dan Ryan, outbound's up to 25 minutes downtown to 95th. Coming back in, your stop and go 18 to the Circle Interchange, but under 20 minutes, 95th back to downtown. On the Stevenson, you're over 30 now, getting out to the Tri-State, just under 30 on the commute back in. The I-guess 20 post office in Mannheim, seeing some delays on the inbound side from north to the Tri-State, just under 20 there in from Mannheim. The Kennedy's up to 32 now, getting out to the airport, 26 O'Hare back to downtown. Eaton's just heavy going out Montrose to Elson. Got an accident. The left lane is blocked 22 minutes. Montrose to Lake Cook and Lakeshore Drive. Heavy going south. Oak Street Curve to Chicago and then 18 to the Stevenson Expressway. Area weather for today. Cloudy. A few flurries or snow showers possible with high near 30. Cloudy and windy with snow showers mainly in the evening. No possibility of rain mixed in too. Only 29 for a low. It's currently 30 degrees. That's traffic and weather now. I'm Robin Lewis on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Now, back to the governor of talk radio, Cliff Kelly, here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school?
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Word, they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? You must learn.
It's 3:21 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. We continue with President and CEO of the Chicago Urban League, Shari Runner, and we're talking about a youth hearing at the league today, connecting violence and the crisis of youth employment, and that makes a lot of sense. I had some great people there on the panel, and we appreciate that. Shari, thanks for being with us. Let's take a caller. 591-1690. Denise is calling from the south side. Hi, Denise. Denise, are you there? Hello, hello. I guess she's not. Okay. She's on the screen. Going once, going twice. Denise is gone. All right. What was, we know what the agency leaders and elected officials and the youth in attendance know about what it's like to be jobless in Chicago, and these young people were telling them all about that. What kind of things were coming up that made some sense as far as, because you had a whole bunch of people there?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that you said is really crucial too, and this is about it can be very daunting to be an African American youth in the city of Chicago. The idea that they are feeling worthless because people look at them in a way that represents their not having value because they're not up to par with what people think they may or may not be. Mm-hmm. And that's really disturbing. And to your point, when we start to think about spending our dollars, we've seen this over and over again. We've been talking about it all year, and unfortunately we saw Seaway Bank go out of business this weekend. It is so important, it is so crucial that we spend our dollars in ways that support black businesses and black, thereby black people. It is just, you know, the beginning of starting to retake and regain our narrative about who and what we are and what our proud history is, and we have to be a part of making that happen.
That is so true, and we have lost, you know, when Seaway closed, you know, I'm going back to, in history, of course, Dabinga Bank. You know, most people probably know, but you know what that is because you know Chicago history. That was a black-owned bank on 35th Street. Mm-hmm. And we had so many things, and sometimes, Sherry, and I know this is not what the Urban League is about, but sometimes when people say, well, you know, integration was the worst thing that happened, sometimes you wonder about that.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to know that we can be integrated, but we can also be smart and use our dollars wisely. And the reason that, you know, this happened is that there all of a sudden was a recognition that there's a lot of money to be made in the African-American community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not, you know, that's not, when we think about that, I mean, Nielsen comes on WVON all the time and talks about the purchasing power that we have. We need to be smart, and we need to make sure that as we spend those dollars that we're trying to do something that will help uplift our community. And that's important.
Explain to me about this, Shari, please. The hair care industry. I mean, my goodness. You know, I mean, that was ours. It's not anymore.
Right. And I don't blame. I don't, you know, think that entrepreneurs who've become successful shouldn't be able to sell their businesses if they want to. But that means that they also need to sort of reach back. One of the things that we do at the League is try and make sure that entrepreneurs who have new ideas, and listen, the nation is changing. You know, manufacturing has changed. Mm-hmm. Things that people do and make are different. People have a lot of good ideas, but they need to start those businesses. And you know, a lot of people we hear about are serious entrepreneurs. They sell a business and then start another one.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to stop giving up on it. But again, you know, this is the root of many of our causes is starts with race.
It's very, very
difficult for people to get money to do that.
And I tell people all that, you know, Father Flager, who is as wonderful as you know, he will go into a place and with a young man and say, listen, if they can't hire you, don't buy from them.
Right.
You know, I mean, these people buy, they bring other folks, and they don't. And as I tell people, in fact, I just said this yesterday, you go to Little Village, if you could get a lease, you couldn't stay there, because they're not going to support you.
Right.
And you can't blame, we don't do that.
Right. And it's important, especially in this environment, that we start to be smart like that.
That's
and
right.
Think about it from just that perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Denise, hi.
Hi, Cliff.
Go right
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I lost your signal.
Right. Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the comment that I wanted to make is that we need black-owned businesses in our community more so than we need big-box stores, franchises, because our young people need to see us owning. It gives them a sense of empowerment and pride to know that people like themselves own and control their own community. And that's what's going to really be helpful. But when you start talking about bringing all these big box stores in, you're not making enough money to live off of, first of all. These are part-time jobs. And we just need, we need sanctuary cities for black people. We need sanctuary communities for black people, because every other ethnic group has one, and ours are being decimated.
Thank you so much, Denise. Response, Madam President?
Yeah, no, I think that what she's saying is important and right, and the big box stores are a part of our landscape, and they do provide employment for some youth who can only work part-time,
sure.
but who
mm-hmm.
can use those dollars to do. So we need both.
Right.
But it's critical that black businesses start up again, because that's where you can get your biggest bang for people to get jobs.
Was anybody really addressing that today?
Yeah, there were a couple of business owners in the room. Both of them were Caucasian, however, but they did talk about hiring African-American workers and what that has meant to the youth that they've worked with, and how they were in that to do it because they knew it was right. And I think it's important to know that, you know, both can happen, but it is better when we look at the businesses, especially those that come through the Entrepreneurship Center at the Urban League. We really do preach that this is, you know, the reason that we would even be in this would be to do that,
right.
for them to hire their community.
Well, the eighth year, you continue to do a great job. Give us a closing statement, Madam President.
Yeah, I think that it's very important for us to all be very smart, very aware, very on top of all of the things that are going on around us in this environment. And as we start to get smarter and more aware, start to value ourselves more and understand that this is no joke. This is something that is for real happening to us, that the divisiveness that we see going on should not tear us apart from other minorities or other people. But we need to make sure that our youth are taken care of, and that we take care of ourselves as well.
You're great. Anything I can do, let me know. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on today.
Always a pleasure, Sherry.
Okay. Alrighty. Thanks.
Sherry Runner, done a great job. She, of course, is the president and CEO of the Chicago Urban League, and they keep fighting, and we certainly should be very supportive of them, because we need it. We really need it. We can do this if we do it ourselves. We can't depend on other people to do it, that's for sure. We used to have stores, businesses everywhere. There's no reason why we can't do that again. Stay with us now. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Let's go and get the latest in the traffic, the weather, and the news with